Craft beer and mustard go hand in hand. That isn't a revolutionary statement. You can call me Captain Obvious. But right now in the Rebellion taproom, you can order a bratwurst with a side of mustard, or corn dogs, or tater tots, or cheese platter, and every single one of those dishes features local mustard. We embrace mustard at Rebellion. Saskatchewan is one of the largest producers of mustard seed in Canada. We produce 75% of the country's mustard seed. It comes from us. It's part of who we are and part of our community. More than 800,000 tons of mustard is produced annually. That's huge. It's big bucks. But 800,000 tons is kind of abstract. How do you picture that? What is that, like a mosaic stadium? Who knows? But because of that, I think mustard is something we take for granted in this province. Sure, we put it on our hot dogs, our burgers, our pierogies, but as a product, it's still relatively understated, unsung. Mustard doesn't get the credit it deserves. But I want to change that today. It's not just craft beer that's undergoing a massive revolution in our province, and the craft beer scene is changing so much. It's not just Rebellion wearing the big boots and kicking butts of Big Corp. Mustard is undergoing the exact same thing. We're seeing a shift from bland, one-size-fits-all megacorp products to wild and flavorful, niche mustard products. It's happening right here, and it deserves to happen here. This revolution is a shift in value-added processing and production. It represents not just jobs and tax dollars and economic opportunity, which is well and good, but it's about sustainable growth, and we're a province that we're too often defined by the boom and bust commodities. Sustainable growth is exactly what we need. It's that secret sauce, and mustard is part of it, just like craft beer. Today, foodies and chefs can tap into small businesses like Gravelberg Mustard, who are making local product with local ingredients. You know, they feature a lineup like smoking barbecue and Cajun style and honey dill and cranberry and Saskatoon berry mustard, which I'm dying to try. My mouth is watering. And most importantly, they have a beer mustard. Val Michaud is the owner of Gravelberg Mustard. You might have seen her on Dragon's Den or maybe CTV. She was signing a deal with Manjeet Minhas at one point.
Perseverance, grit, and passion. You have all three. And those are the keys to being a successful entrepreneur. I really love the mustard. So I'm going to offer you $100,000 for 45%.
Maybe you've seen her at the Saskatchewan Mustard Festivals, where some people call her the Mustard Queen. I'm really excited to have her on the show today and find out what she knows about mustard that I don't. Val, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me. This is great.
I'm pumped. Like when Mark says to me, you've got to get Val on. She knows what's up.
I could talk till I'm blue in the face about mustard. Yeah, for sure. And you brought beer, so that's even better. It's a good combo.
Well, speaking of beer, today we're kicking off with something special. It's Rebellion's anniversary ale for our fourth birthday.
Mm-hmm. It smells wonderful. I'm anxious to try it.
Cheers.
Cheers. That's really good. I like that taste to it. What's the fruit?
Fruit?
Yeah, it tastes like fruit.
Figs, maybe? Caramel? Dates? It's big and boozy.
It's heavy, yeah. It's very good.
I haven't had this before. This is my first time trying this beer, so it's all new to me.
Yeah, the smell is great. The aroma is great. I do like the taste of it. I like that fruitiness. I don't know what the fruit is. Let's just take a look here exactly what it is.
You know, what I'm getting more is...
it's the grapefruit.
Yeah, I was about to say is the hops. Maybe I was wrong when I said figs, but it's malty and hoppy.
Yeah, the citrusy grapefruit.
There you go.
Cheers.
And it's 9% ABV. Mm. It's a big beer.
So don't finish it all, is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying maybe have lunch at the same time. Not on an empty stomach.
No.
This is a special beer. Doing it once a year. It's going to be in cans for a very limited time, and then it's gone.
Mm-hmm. So. But you were mentioning the glitter.
That's right. We snuck some sparkles into this one.
Yeah, and you can definitely see a little bit of it in it. It's like a little cloud.
I think if people are going to, if you get a can, maybe you turn it over gently and then turn it back and stir up the glitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little birthday surprise.
There you go. Yeah, happy anniversary.
Let's go to the beginning and talk about mustard. Mm-hmm. How did it all begin?
So back in 2011, I bought the company Gravelberg Mustard. I bought a few recipes and reformulated some of the recipes and then took off after that. I wanted to make sure that it got recognition. I loved the product when I bought it, and I just thought there was a big potential there to expand the business, to expand the flavors, and definitely expose Saskatchewan across Canada, right? Because we, like you said, we are such a high resource of mustard grown here in Saskatchewan. So like you said, 75 to 80% of mustard grown in Canada comes from Saskatchewan, and 40 to 50 of the world's comes from Saskatchewan. So it's really important to use that resource that we have here and make something different with it, right? So making gourmet mustards in different flavors is just part of that, right?
Would you describe Gravelberg as kind of like mustard country? Is there lots of mustard produced there?
And not, you know, throughout the Saskatchewan, I would say the majority would be south, probably southwest, south central of Saskatchewan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So was it a fit of madness that said, today I'm going to mustard, or was it something you were passionate about and said, I love this?
Yeah, you know, I've been an entrepreneur since I've been 19 years old. So when the company came up, I was looking for something different to do. And I seen the potential in the product and what I can do with it and how I could pump it out even more and really put Saskatchewan on the map of this product, right? So
was it a farmer's market kind of level thing, or was it bigger than that?
No, it was just a in a few Saskatchewan stores, and that was it at the beginning. And then from the flavors that I bought, the recipes that I bought, I expanded it up to now 10 different flavors, 3 dry formulations, and a salad dressing as well. So I've got 14 different SKUs now with that company.
And that's hundreds of stores across the province?
Or? Yeah, for sure. The majority is throughout Saskatchewan, but I'm now in other provinces as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so you'll now see the product in Sobeys, Save-On's, Co-op's, you know, some of the bigger stores like that.
What does it take to get someone like them, their size, to take a chance on you?
Well, they've got this one little area. It's the local part of their store, and that's where they try to introduce more local products. And with the push of local products, they're seeing the demand, and they need to bring in more local products. So it was just the right timing. It was great.
So it's kind of like, if you build it, they'll come.
Yeah.
I saw online that there were like mustard cookies. Like these sweet and savory cookies?
Yeah, you can, you know, there's so many things you can do with mustard. And I think that's my big push right now, to try to change people's thoughts or ideas. It's not just for hamburgers or hot dogs. It's much more than that. Mustard's a binder. It's an emulsifier. You can add it to salad dressings. You can add it as in your main dishes, appetizers, even drinks, as well as desserts now. So there's a lot of health benefits as well to mustard. So respiratory aid, digestive aid, low in calories, reduces cholesterol. So the sky's the limit. And it's just your culinary taste buds taking over and creating something completely different than what's so traditional, right?
I saw there was like mustard martinis.
Mm-hmm. That was my favorite. That's what I did on Dragon's Den. I actually made them a cranberry mustard martini, and they were just blown away because, again, most people think hamburger, hot dog. That's it. That's as far as it goes. And I'm not like that. I usually like to push the limit a little bit. So let's go beyond that. And I made a mustard martini, ended up with some dessert on the show as well, appetizers. Yeah, it's endless.
We're not just limited to the tangy heat or the vinegary profile, there's something else going on?
Yeah, there's different either fruits, there's different spices that are in there, like the Cajun is it's got that Mexican flair to it, right? The jalapeno, some nice fresh garden taste, nice and green. The beer flavor has got that pop of seed in your mouth. So, and then the Saskatoon, which you commented on, the Saskatchewan fruit. So why not use that and incorporate it in something else that we have locally, right? That another resource. And that's where the Saskatoon and the cranberry and that's, it just doesn't stop for the thinking of different flavors.
I had some Americans in the tap room a few months ago and they were like, we've heard about these Saskatoon berries for the first time and where can we get it? And I'm like, I'm sorry, it's out of season. They're like, oh, that's half the reason we came to Saskatchewan is to try these Saskatoon berries.
There you go. They could have incorporated the Saskatoon mustard and they would have loved it.
Now I'll have to let them know. I'm like, go to the grocery store. It's there.
Yeah.
So what kind of attitude are you bringing to the table? What did Mark see in you that he said, you got to bring her on the show? He said you've got something else going on.
I'm very passionate about what I do, and I love my province. So, and I love my company. But by doing that, it's putting out the passion of our province here as well. So, I'm not sure exactly what he saw, but I'm a go-getter, and I just when I see something, I want to explore that and bring it to its fullest.
One of the ideas he's been kicking around is he's saying, believe you're the best. And if you're not the best, you still have to believe it and work hard every day to become the best and realize it at what you do. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, that's what you're doing.
Yeah,
trying to be the best in mustard.
Yeah, you know what? I do. I try to follow my heart and what feels good. I just try to be 110% out there. If you love what you do and you wake up every morning wanting to go to work and wanting to do what you're doing, then that's great because it definitely shows in your company. When you don't like being there, nothing around you is going to be good then, right? So just if you love what you do, everything around you is so positive after that, and it just makes life fun.
So we got to see you on Dragon's Den. Mm-hmm. We see the clip. It's not very long. I mean,
no,
it
you know what?
Like it goes really fast.
I filmed for 45 minutes, and you seen what? 3 minutes?
Yeah.
5 minutes? Yeah. Yeah. So.
What was happening behind the scenes that we didn't catch? What did they cut?
There's a few little bloopers that we cut out there. It was telling the story, more or less, my story of how this came about and where I am today and. Yeah.
Was it a good, positive experience?
It was fantastic. It was something that I've always wanted to do. A few years ago, I thought, okay, I think I'm ready to go and do this, and just worked out that it never happened. So I thought, well, I'll just leave it. You know, maybe it was for a reason. And so I left it. And then last year, it kept coming up again, and there's too many signs, and I'm just thinking, you know what? I'm going to listen to my gut this time, and I'm going to do this because I don't want to go through life always asking the question, what if I would have done that? And I loved that I listened to that and took the courage to go. You know, you faced your fears to go and do something that you really wanted to do. If there's something on your list that you want to do, just do it. Have no fear, right? And it turned out really well. Nervous as heck, right? But it was so great. And I recommend if anybody's thinking about doing that and they're really passionate about what they do, then why not? What's the worst that could happen? They say no. Well, nothing changed after that. And you move forward. But what happens if they did do something? Where could you take it from there afterwards? So, yeah.
Sky's the limit.
Exactly, yeah.
So are you the reason Minhas is now expanding more operations into Saskatchewan? Have you used your personal charm and magnetism?
I think that was happening before I came into the pictures, but that really sounds really good.
Just take credit for it.
No, that was in the makes before I came along.
But they're in it to win it. Like, they're not messing around. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's going to be mustard mustard today, mustard every day.
Yeah, yes. So I do use the, we're talking about the beer mustard, because my line's a whole gluten-free line of mustard. The Minhouse Brewery has a Boxer gluten-free beer, and that's what I used in the Gravelberg mustard beer style. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and it was so funny because I was developing this before we actually even made the deal. So it's how ironic, right?
It's, maybe it wasn't ironic, maybe it was destiny.
Maybe, yes.
So what's your favorite mustard memory so far? I'm sure you got a million.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? Sometimes it's just watching everybody's expression on their first bite, right? I think that's kind of neat. The kids that come up to the table and try to sample, and there are some kids that love mustard. I'm surprised, right? So there's that, and just, you know, I think my first love was the jalapeno one, and now moving over to the beer style. But there's been some great the ride has been good, I should say, in Gravelberg mustard. So it's all good.
I think it's not fully Oktoberfest without a lot of schnitzel and mustard.
And mustard, yes.
You're not living your life to its fullest unless you've got a stein full of cold beer and some hot mustard.
Yeah, so you would try the German style.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure, because that's got some punch, right? Yeah.
Big, bold, flavorful. Would you recommend it with like an IPA?
Sure.
So what's next for Gravelberg mustard?
Well, we're just going to expand more flavors. I'm going to come up with another salad dressing, possibly. And I'm doing a little bit more private labeling, so that'll be good. And just, again, getting that recognition across Canada and possibly exporting.
Exporting, like internationally, overseas?
Overseas.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to tell Saskatchewan's story abroad?
Mm-hmm. Well, they can take a little piece of home, right, to them.
That's deadly.
Yeah. There's no limit, right? There's no limit. You have a goal or you have a dream, then just do it, right? Who's there? Who's to judge you on what your dreams are? Just do it.
That's great advice. Val, I want to thank you for coming on the show today.
Well, this has been awesome. And I got a little bit of beer, too, inside, so it's all good.
It's kind of how we bend your elbow to get you. P.S. We'll give you beer.
It's all good. And the new anniversary edition is fantastic. Yeah, they'll need to get their fix on the anniversary edition because there's only so much made, right?
I've only had a few sips and my cheeks already kind of feel warm.
I better not finish too much then if we're still going to be talking.
Rebels, thank you for tuning in this week. If you want to find the latest news about Rebellion Brewing, be sure to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Untappd. I'm going to be posting links to Val's stuff right on the website, right on Facebook. Be sure to check it out. Thank you for joining the Rebellion.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Cheers.